Welcome to Bits of Time, where we're asked the simple question, is this video game worth your time? But today, it's the off-season. We are talking about our five favorite studios. What we're excited about, what they got coming, or what they've been doing. And Larry, tell me your number five.
I just got to start off by giving some shout outs real quick.
Because I got to do that too.
This was so difficult for me to kind of narrow this down and then also just objectively figure out how to put who to put in and who not. So I got guys, Blizzard, Bethesda, Valve, Capcom. You all make games I freaking love. Mm. Blizzard and Bethesda in particular. You guys have kind of fallen off the bandwagon, but I still have love for you. But you haven't impressed me lately. But yeah, it's just Capcom has released so many amazing titles. Obviously, Valve, as long as it's number one and two, I almost like every game they've ever created. They just don't create games anymore for some reason. Like, you got all the money in the world. I don't know why you don't do it, but yeah.
So I would shout out Square Enix for myself. Hopefully I am playing Final Fantasy.
I am surprised they're not on your list.
Yeah, hopefully I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth a lot. They're weird, right? Not every game hits with me. And I like that they're doing a bunch of little things like Dialfield Chronicles. They're remastering that Tactics Ogre. So they're doing a lot of little stuff and then big stuff. So I'm happy about all that. A new studio-ish, Studio Zero. They made the remastered version of Catherine Full Body. And they are coming out with Metaphor ReFantazio. So okay. Atlas is the one publishing that game. But they are a new studio. It's the creators of Persona 3 through 5. And I'm just very, very excited for that game. But I don't know what to expect. It is my most anticipated game of the year. If you've listened to that episode, I'm just very excited about that.
Okay.
But Larry, tell me your number five.
Can I just also just throw in real quick? They've only created one game, but it happens to be my favorite game of all time. Mobius Digital, whatever you come out with next, you know, you're on my list, but I can't put you in this list. Anyways, my number five is a little studio by the name of IO Interactive.
These are
the Hitman boys, and I have enjoyed all of the Hitman games, but specifically the newest one. The amount of content built into that game is incredible. I love the studio. They make nothing but bangers, and they're apparently not working on another Hitman game right now. Rumor is maybe a James Bond game of sorts. I want to see what these bad boys can do with another franchise.
Yeah, I feel like they'd be very good at doing the gadgets and kind of... You know, feel like GoldenEye, where you had different objectives throughout the missions. So obviously making it bigger, more freeform, but being able to tackle it how you want to.
Yes.
Sounds very exciting.
I think it would be really cool to see them try making like a Skyfall Bond.
Ooh.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. I didn't even think about them, but we don't really have a timeline. Maybe it's announced even while you're listening to this. I doubt it. I don't think they're ready to go because they just went independent. I can't remember what happened with them, but...
I have a sneaky suspicion they're going to show up this summer.
No, that'd be cool. James Bond. Maybe right when the next James Bond movie gets announced. I have no idea when that's happening either. But because this is not a pop culture podcast. And I'm not up on the up and up.
What is your number five, brother?
My number five is Thunder Lotus Games. And I have played every single one of their games. So that is Jotun, Spiritfarer, and Sundered. And
are they the 33?
Yeah, 33 Immortals. Yeah. So that's their newest game. I don't know if it's coming out this year or not. Maybe it's early access. I'm not sure. But their art styles are beautiful. And what I really like about them is every game is completely different. Jotun's like an isometric boss rush type of game. Spiritfarer's side-scrolling, crafting strategy, dealing with death game. Everybody's an animal. And then Sundered is a... Metroidvania, but with like roguelike elements or procedurally generated elements. And man, they are just on fire. I've loved every single one of their games. I'm there day and date. I don't know if 33 Immortals is Xbox only. I'm not sure. But
I think it's just a Game Pass title. I'm sure it'll at least be on PC.
But really interesting idea. It's a 33-person co-op roguelike. And like that just sounds all kinds of crazy, but I have faith in them. They have not made a bad game yet, so super excited about that.
Okay. Going to my number four, I will say this. My first two, kind of strange because it's basically I've only played one title from both developers. I just beat the second title for this one. This is Naughty Dog. I say this, it feels kind of like cheating because I've never played the Uncharted series. They just feel like, from like a quality standpoint, they are so far ahead of so many other developers out there. Now, This is not a critique about Last of Us 2. Just the quality of that game is unparalleled. I can't believe what I played. And so if I'm looking at it from a developer of they're finally potentially getting a shot to do something else, maybe, they're just a developer that I'm super excited to see whatever they play next. And yeah, Last of Us 1 is arguably in my top 10-5 games of all time. So
yeah, I mean, Naughty Dog, they usually knock it out of the park. I've played most of their games, even back in the Jak and Daxter days, which would be so interesting. I don't think they're gonna do that, no. Can make that game anymore, because, I mean, they're a completely different studio now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope that it is not Uncharted. I assume we'll get Last of Us Part 3 eventually. But I'm really excited. Yeah,
like I want them to flex their wing. Let them try something creatively different, yeah, but with their quality.
Yeah, just I don't even know what it would be if it's like the same style of gameplay. Just yeah, that's what gets me really excited. Which is funny because there's something else on this list where it's almost like comfort food, but I really like the idea of not knowing what's coming next.
Yes. What's your number four?
Speaking of not knowing what's coming next, but also know what's also coming, is P Studio, who has made Persona 3 Reload, Persona 5, and 5 Royal.
I'm kind of shocked this is only 4 for you.
Yeah, so we just got Persona 3 Reload. Love it. And I don't know when we're getting Persona 6. It might be a long time. I don't know if there's rumors that they are remaking Persona 2 and 4. 2 would be awesome because
Persona 5, when did that release?
2017, and then Royal was 2020. We got this in 23. So it's 24 right now. Just kidding. And so I don't know when Persona 6 is there. Persona 2 Remake sounds really cool to me because that one's very old school mechanics. I haven't even given it a shot because it's weird. There's a PS1 version, PSP, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But Persona 3 Reload just looks gorgeous in person. I remember you came over.
I was even shocked by that. Yeah, yes.
It's so smooth. Like the gameplay trailers don't even do it justice. It just runs so well.
It's clean.
Clean is the good word for it. And I am just, it's comfort food for me. I've now played Persona 5, 4, and 3 now. And I'm just ready for more. And yeah, I don't know when we'll get it. And I don't care whether it's Persona 6 or a remake of 2. If it's a remake of 4, that's exciting. But I just beat that for the first time last year.
Yeah.
You can check that out in the Game of the Year episode. So I don't think I'd be super happy with that. But if it was 2 or 6, equally as excited.
I feel like because of the way that they've released these games, I feel like 6 makes the most sense to come next.
Yeah, I think so too. And then you get a break. And then when you give us the extended version, then I'll buy it again because I always do.
All right. Well, my number 3, you can't see it, but your lovely wife is playing one of the games from this developer, and that is Firaxis. These guys, for me, XCOM 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. Civilization 6 is what she's playing. I'm a huge fan of Civilization 5. This is the type of studio that only makes a niche type of game that I very much enjoy. I don't play them a lot, but when I do finally play a new release, I'll probably dump 100 hours into it. That's the way that their games go. And I've never played a game that I disliked from them, ever.
When did Civilization 6 come out? Do you know off the top of your head?
I feel like 20... Yeah, I'm not really sure. 2016? Could be even earlier than that. Could be later than that. I don't really know.
2016, here. Okay. October 21st, 2016.
So they're in theory then due for maybe the next big thing. They had a couple of expansions in there.
So 7 should be coming around.
They're such a consistent studio. They're so good.
Do we know if there's a rumor of XCOM 3 or an XCOM offshoot?
Nothing. I haven't heard of anything, yeah.
Did they also do Midnight Suns? Did they do that?
Yeah. I believe Firaxis did make Midnight Suns, which I really tried to like that game.
So you said you liked every single one of their games, but apparently not.
I did forget about that one.
So much for liking your mainline games, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely forgot about that one.
December of 22.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe, I don't know if they had the entire team on that. That's unfortunate. Go back to your guns, guys. Just give us an XCOM or give us a Civilization. I think a Civilization 7 would be beautiful.
Yeah, I wonder if I don't know how they do development because I don't know much about that studio. Are they splitting their team between Civilization and XCOM-like games or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would also think, depending on how Aura does, I think this idea of everyone's turn happening at the same time, so like a whole bunch of like random stuff can happen, like, oh, that was supposed to be an open spot, but we just both bumped into each other. I like that idea. I think that would be fun in a Civilization game.
Aura. History Untold is what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, Aura is doing the single turn for everybody. So if Civilization took that route, I think that would be kind of entertaining.
Yeah, I wonder. I'd be excited for Civilization 7. That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right. So you're number three.
My number three is a little title. It's not a little title. It's a studio called VanillaWare.
I figured these guys.
And hopefully I am deep into Unicorn Overlord right now. I have no idea. I might be still playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I don't know what the future holds, but
I'm very excited for Unicorn Overlord. So, stupid freaking name, though.
Yeah. I don't mind the name. It is a dumb name, but I
hope
it.
You can have a unicorn mount, just like as a hidden thing somewhere.
There has to be. Come on. So I absolutely adore 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. Probably my top 50 games of all time.
Did you just say top 50?
Yeah, top 50. I love a lot of games, okay? I have not played every VanillaWare game, but they are very similar to Thunder Lotus games, where usually they do something completely different, like Dragon's Crown.
They do Odin Sphere.
Odin Sphere. Yeah. Dragon's Crown was like a 2D beat-em-up side-scroller that was very interesting in a more fantasy setting. So this is our first fantasy setting, I think, in a little bit, because they did... Yeah, 13 Sentinels was very sci-fi. So their art style is just so gorgeous, and I'm just super excited about it.
Can I also say, just based off the Unicorn Overlord thing, you remember the Gambit system in 12? They basically took that in Final Fantasy 12. They basically took that. That's how you play Unicorn Overlord.
Ooh,
they all auto-battle.
I did not know. Yeah. I don't know much about the game, which is crazy. But that's
I won't say anymore, awesome. But I was like, yes, I'm so psyched for that.
Yeah, I hope it does well, because I hope this is the game that kind of puts them more on the map. More mainstream a little bit more.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either, just especially with that title. But
yeah,
if it gets enough buzz and attention, because it's like a Fire Emblem style game and real time, there's just so much stuff going on in that game that gets me so excited.
All right, my number two. I mean, the only, I guess, there's still a couple of the games that they've developed I have not played, but mine's From Software. And I mean, what can I say about them? Two of my favorite games on, I'm not going to say top 50, but I don't know where they would be at, would be Dark Souls 3 and Elden Ring. They're another studio. They feel like they're above a lot of other people right now. No, like I understand there's that game that came out called Lies of P that a lot of people think is the first true competitor in this whole area here, but I just love these games. I love them so much. And I'm actually finally going to correct. I have not played Demon Souls. Or I mean, I did, but I have never beaten it. And so I'm going to play that remastered version at some point here. So yeah, these guys are incredible.
Now, we have talked during our Elden Ring episode. Go check that out. We talked about not playing the DLC. Are you going to jump back in?
Yeah, that I don't know. I'm not sure on that one. It is weird because, like, here's the thing. I can't fault a developer for me wanting to move on after spending 100 hours with their game. Like, so I mean, we'll see what I think. For me, I'm kind of curious how you start off, because my file, I started over, right? I don't have a fresh file to play through on.
You'll have to go through it then,
and I don't like the idea of having to run through a lot of that game again.
From the trailers, it looks like you have to do a certain thing. I can't remember the boss name, but it's in the
I mean, in theory, I'm
the underground area, I think.
Yeah, I'm strong, but like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll be curious how they handle that.
Yeah, Elden Ring's fantastic. So is Dark Souls. I'm a fan of them. They did not make my list just because I don't know if I'm going to play what the expansion will call
it. But see, I don't know if I would fault a developer for not playing an expansion per se. I understand that's usually what they're really known for. A lot of their expansions are good. To me, it's like, when I see their next big game released, I'll be unbelievably hyped for it.
Yeah, I really want to get back to Armored Core 6 too.
Yeah, that's
or not
one.
Get back to.
I haven't played that one.
Yeah, I want to play that as well. So yeah, From Software, awesome, awesome company. My number two is Nintendo Entertainment Planning and Development, or Nintendo EPD.
This feels like it's cheating.
It's kind of like Zelda.
Them and Capcom feel like they're cheating because there's so many freaking games underneath them.
But yeah, we know we are going to probably get a new 3D Mario here soon. We just had Wonder. We just had Tears of the Kingdom. Like, they're just on fire. Like, you can't. Nintendo, this generation, or their Switch generation, has been absolutely phenomenal. And yeah, this is where it's kind of like, I know what's coming next. It's probably going to be another 3D Mario. Maybe we'll get another RPG sequel. That'd be cool. But I don't know what it's going to be like. And this is like some of the best games ever made.
I can't believe how well they keep this under wraps. Like, why is it never leak? Right? Why does it never leak?
It's amazing.
I'm convinced they like threaten their employees with like death.
Yeah. Like, you cannot leak this. It's been almost seven years since Odyssey came out. I'm very surprised we didn't get Odyssey 2 in between. You know, we did get a sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Is that kind of a disappointment that perhaps you only have one mainline Mario game on the Switch?
No. I mean, yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, maybe it gets announced that it's the end of this year. I don't really know how that works.
It feels like it's going to be a Switch 2 title.
Yeah, whatever that ends up being. Yeah, it's been a long time. So I don't know if we'll get Odyssey 2 or if we'll get... It'd be amazing if we got Odyssey 2 and then the following year we got a whole brand new... Oof. Ooh. Oof. But yeah, Bowser's Fury, fantastic. I am just ready to go. Mario is life.
Okay. My number one, I had to kind of sit here and contemplate for a little while because I'm like, am I really going to put these guys on there? But I had to. Because as far as excitement goes, we only get their games like once every 7-8 years, but they are industry-leading Rockstar. Had to do it. Red Dead Redemption 2 is arguably one of my favorite games I've ever played. Me and my buddy Ryan, I can't even begin to tell you how much fun we had playing Grand Theft Auto 5, the multiplayer. That storyline actually isn't that bad. It's entertaining as heck. There's so much side stuff to do. But Red Dead Redemption 2 is special. I feel like Rockstar is hitting a new stride now. Like, Red Dead Redemption 2, they set a new standard for where they're going, and I think Grand Theft Auto 6 is only going to try and surpass that. I'm so unbelievably excited for this game. I cannot wait for it to come out. That studio can do whatever the freak it wants. They just own the industry. So
that's true. Yeah.
They could release their game just tomorrow, and it would probably sell 100 million copies at this point.
I don't know if you go that far, but yes.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 is at 200 million now.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be ginormous.
I mean, literally, whenever they announce the release date, everyone's going to have to move out of the way. Because whether it's a good game or not, it's going to take up the news cycle for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, probably more than a couple weeks, but yes. Are you more excited for the idea of Red Dead Redemption 3 or a prequel or like this Grand Theft Auto 6? Or do you want a whole new IP?
I think they learned a lot storytelling-wise in Red Dead Redemption 2. I understand some of the controls. That's something we gotta see. But I think we're getting a very mature... They understand how to tell a story now. I'm curious to see if they bring that into Grand Theft Auto, but I just know it's going to be crazy and fun regardless.
Yeah.
And so I know there's a Red Dead Redemption 3 coming, and I was like, I can't wait, because I know what's going to happen. We're going to get that shot. You're going to hear like a horse like snarl or whatever noise they make or whatever, and you're just going to be like, oh my gosh, here we go. And it's going to look like real life. And I cannot wait to get lost in another one of those worlds where the horse's genitalia shrinks depending if it's cold out.
Yeah, maybe someday I'll play one of those. Someday.
You got to see Arthur Morgan's story, my brother.
Maybe someday.
Number one, what's yours?
It's got to be there. Monolith Soft. The creators of Xenoblade, Xenogears, Xenosaga. I still need to play Future Redeem, so that's on my to-do list somewhere in time. I don't know when I'm going to do it. Whatever they touch, I'm going to buy it. They helped make Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom. They helped a lot with like development on their open world.
I actually did not know they did that.
Yeah, really? So I don't know how many of the team did that, but I mean, they just tell very intricate, high context level stuff in their story, like themes and thematic. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that more, where a lot of JRPGs just go kill God, but which I love. I love that stuff. But they're best at world building too. Like the worlds they come up with, how they're formed is just mind-bogglingly cool. And the best part is it also ties into the story. So there's always kind of that dual narrative thing going on, kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn did with the future and past. And they do that with basically every single one of their games. And they just keep getting better and better. They're very good at writing female protagonists, which is always exciting. And I just... the one thing I'm curious about, are they going to do Xenoblade?
I was literally just going to ask, what are they doing next?
Yeah, or are they going to do Xeno, whatever is the next name? And I hope they change up the battle system, because now we've played through 5-ish games. Well, 3 main games, then Torna and Future Redeemed. I consider those games are like 20-hour experiences. We've played 5 games like that in that battle system. It's time for a change up. I don't know if they go back to turn-based like Gears or they do a hybrid. I have no idea, but I'm just so excited. And yeah, I hope we get it in the new Switch system, kind of like we got Xenoblade Chronicles 2 in the first year of the Switch. So I don't know.
There could be a lot of release titles for Switch 2 then.
Yeah.
If they nail it.
So yeah, I'm a fan for life. So here we go.
And yeah, that wraps up our top 10. We did not have a single overlap in developer. I thought that was kind of sweet. I didn't think we were going to.
I thought maybe we could have crossed dreams a little bit.
Well, you know, if Bungie or 343 would get their act together, you know, maybe one of them would have been on there with a Halo back in the day, but
yeah,
not so much.
Not so much. What are your top 5? Let us know.
I just told you.